I'm Mayan Silver. Governor Tony Evers is one governor receiving pushback over a stay-at-home order to stem the spread of the coronavirus. The Democrat originally set the date for late April. Then, last week, he pushed the order to May 26th. And since then, opponents have objected that it puts the state in an economic stranglehold. While defending his decision Monday, Evers unveiled his plan to reopen the state gradually. He's calling it the Badger Bounce Back Plan. Evers says the conditions are based in large part on Republican President Donald Trump's own guidelines.
That was issued by the White House on April 16, 2020. Right now, Wisconsin does not meet the criteria the White House established to start reopening our state.
Evers says first, there must be a 14-day decline of people reporting COVID-19 symptoms and a 14-day decline of positive tests as a percent of total tests. Evers says hospitals need to be able to treat all patients and have enough personal protective equipment and robust testing for healthcare workers. He says in order to get there, the state needs to increase lab capacity, boost contact tracing capacity by an additional 1,000 people, and step up support for isolation and quarantine, and then bump up testing.
Everyone who needs a test should get a test, and we're setting a goal of 85,000 tests per week, about 12,000 tests per day.
Evers says it's been a team effort among a number of labs to increase testing in Wisconsin, and the state will be receiving more than 250,000 additional test collection supplies in coming weeks. Some people pushing for the economy to reopen sooner argue that infection rates vary around the state and say stay-at-home rules should too. Evers says he understands those arguments, but he says many people with the illness don't have symptoms.
And so to say that there's none in certain counties would just not be accurate. The second thing that comes into play here is that smaller counties that have smaller numbers, frankly, also have the smallest number of resources available to take care of a surge of any sort.
Third, he says it's an older population that's more at risk. Department of Health Services Secretary-designee Andrea Palm added that over the past 2 weeks, there have been 150 to 190 new cases per day statewide. Not the declining trend needed to start to reopen. And once the state has a 14-day declining trend, Palm says reopening will come in phases.
Phase one will make it possible for restaurants to open while implementing physical distancing, for people to gather in groups of up to 10, and for children to return to childcare. Phase two will turn the dial further with gatherings up to 50 and the opening of bars with physical distancing.
Republican state lawmakers are planning to sue over the extension of Evers' safer at home order and business closures. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss issued a statement after Evers released his plan. They argue it does not just follow federal guidelines, but instead expands them. They say Governor Evers is creating roadblocks by adding 1,000 new contact tracers when positive cases aren't significantly increasing, and by ramping up testing when the state is currently using around 20% of its testing capacity. In addition, some local sheriffs say they won't enforce the extension order because it violates constitutional rights. There have been protests in Brookfield and Madison, with another scheduled for this Friday at the state capitol. Evers says he gets that people are frustrated.
But believe me, the vast majority of the people of Wisconsin understand how important it is to be safer at home, how important it is that we have metrics that we now have and that we make sure that we get them to a point where we can move on and reopen this economy.
Evers said residents have the right to protest, but he implored them to respect guidelines for social distancing because he says it's saving lives. Mayan Silver, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.